Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures started the week really, really under pressure today, with corn 7 to 8 cents lower, beans around 20 cents lower. 15 to 20 cents lower, rather, and then wheat futures 20 to 25 cents lower. Kansas City wheat was under a lot of pressure, which is quite surprising here as we get through the middle part of April. And at this point, or up until this point, we've been really dry over the past couple of years, leaving us in a not very good condition. And then as farmers get out into the fields over the last few days to check those rain gauges, they're also seeing the additional freeze damage. Some guys have said there's as much as 50% damage due to the freeze. So any additional rainfall at this point will just have marginal help. That freeze hit a large part of Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas. And so I'm assuming it's going to be widespread as farmers get out in their fields. Now, this rainfall, we did receive some localized pockets of 3 or 4 inches. And that really will help just the groundwater supply in localized areas. But overall, it was pretty insignificant rainfall for a large part of the southern plains. And at this point, the weather's looking like they're going to get some corn planted in the next few days in the Midwest. And perhaps that's why we were under so much pressure today.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Several things weighing on grain futures today. We have lingering talk that China will continue to cancel soybean purchases. There's ideas that up to 1.2 million metric tons could still be purchased or defaulted on at this point. We also have the commitment of traders from the end of last week showing that funds are still long corn and beans and wheat. And if they get out of some of their 300 plus thousand positions of corn due to better planting weather, that could drive prices down. At the first of this year, we were at $4.40 for the D14. Right now, we're around $4.90. So that's 50 cents that could easily be taken off. And same can be said for soybeans at these high levels. Then we have the crop progress and condition report, which will be released this afternoon. It comes out at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Time. We're looking for 10 to 15% planted in corn. We're at 3% last week. The five-year average for this time of the year is 18%. Now, remember, we had some cooler soil temperatures coming into planting season, so we're expected to be a little bit behind, but we're catching up quite nicely with all that big planters that they have up in the Midwest. And then we have export sales report, which is a little bit negative for beans, a little bit negative for wheat, a little bit positive for corn. And other than that, the crop progress and condition report comes out here in a few hours, and that'll be the next thing to trade.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were down 75 cents at 143.45. May feeders were up a nickel at 178.10. And May lean hogs were down $2.70 at 120.80. In the grain markets on Monday, May Kansas City wheat was down 24 cents at 734 even. May Chicago wheat was off 23 cents at 668 and a quarter. In the row crops, Chicago May corn was down 6 and a quarter cents at 488 and a half. And May soybeans were off 15 and a quarter cents on the day at 1498 and three quarters. In the cotton markets, May cotton was off 48 points at 89.69 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.